Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
This week's presidential debate was, for all intent and purposes, a Donnybrook. The gloves came off, accusations flew, and the political rancor was off the charts. Strangely, however, it wasn't so much candidates mixing it up with other candidates as it was candidates calling out the media who were moderating the debate for bias and hypocrisy. But the candidates were just giving voice to what Americans have believed for some time. In a 2015 USA Today poll, 70% of Americans believe the news media reports with an intentional bias. Whether or not it's true, it's the perception, and in politics, perception is reality. And it's not just conservative candidates who are the target of a biased liberal media. This past week, the Montana Family Foundation was the target of a vicious editorial by Daryl Ehrlich of the Billings Gazette for our concern that comprehensive sex education may be written into Montana's public school curriculum standards. I know you're never supposed to pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel, but given the fact that the radio stations that air our broadcast blanket Montana and extend into parts of all surrounding states and up into Canada, our listenership is larger than the Billings Gazette's readership, so I'll take that chance. Ehrlich's article was venomous, snarky, immature, unprofessional, and not well written. It typified the bias that conservatives see in the press and more closely resembled a rant on someone's Facebook page than a serious editorial in the state's largest newspaper. That said, the thing that I find most interesting is that liberal writers like Ehrlich believe that they espouse the majority opinion. They routinely trash conservative groups like the Montana Family Foundation and say that we're out of touch, but when we promote ballot issues, they pass by 60 or even 71% in the case of parental notification for a minor to get an abortion. These are mainstream values, and conservatives and independents are tired of being told by the media that we're out of touch. No wonder the circulation of the big dailies is falling. They're no longer the only show in town. Conservatives are also tired of being told to sit back, remain silent, and leave it to the experts, especially in the area of education. You'll notice that we never denigrate teachers, but we routinely go after the teachers' union and the bureaucrats at the Office of Public Instruction that the union controls. We regularly receive letters and emails from teachers and administrators who are tired of their classrooms being used as social experiments. They just want to teach. And to the issue of the health enhancement standards that are currently being rewritten by the Office of Public Instruction and that were the object of the Gazette editorial, we will continue to monitor the process and report back to you, our listeners. Comprehensive sex education was developed by a group called CECAS, which has close ties to Planned Parenthood and NARAL. If it's adopted as part of the curriculum standards, every school in the state will have to teach it. So much for local control. And given the videos that have just come out, how many parents want Planned Parenthood to have a say in what their children are taught? Despite the Gazette's venomous article, we're not going away. It's about citizen involvement and parental control, and those are both values worth fighting for. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.